Hello. Welcome to the AlexaCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com.
Welcome to the AlexaCast, where I help you get more out of your Amazon device. There's a new feature. When I was growing up, I pretty much lived in my basement. We had a ping pong table, we had a pool table, and we had a stereo. So calling me to dinner was not an easy task. My mom would actually walk over and kick the wall. Well, now you can simply say, "Alexa, announce that dinner's ready." And on the device you say that to, you'll hear her say,
"Announcing."
And on all the other devices in your house, you'll hear this.
"Dinner's ready."
So that's pretty cool. It is a one-way intercom. So it's similar to kind of like the drop-in feature, only it's one-way. And of course, if you've never heard of the drop-in feature, you can actually go into your app, connect her to your contacts. And if someone in your family has one of her in their home, you can say, "Hey, drop in on Steve," and it will just turn on their Echo and it'll be this two-way intercom. So this is a one-way intercom. And with that in mind, you have to be careful if you have one unit in your bedroom, because there are certain times you really don't want people, "Let's drop in on Steve," and all of a sudden you hear, you know, all sorts of shenanigans. Hey, if you're going to be shopping at Amazon, since we talk about Amazon here, you know, there's an easy way to support the show. It's super simple. Go out to AlexaCast, click on any of the Amazon links there, and then just search and buy whatever you want, and we get a small finder's fee. Thanks so much for everyone using those links. It's deeply appreciated. Again, just go to AlexaCast.com, click on the Amazon banner, and shop away. Hey, I've got a quick product review here. It's from iHome. It's the IAVS16 Smart Alarm Clock. It's got good old what's-her-name enabled in it. I saw this at Best Buy. Now, for the record, you can get it cheaper at Amazon by about $25. But I found this and hit play, and I was like, "Wow, that sounds pretty good." Found out it had her in it, and I was like, "Okay, now you got my attention." And then I saw where it had a phone charger, and I was like, "Oh, are you kidding me?" But then the one that I was like, "Oh, I must have one," is I found out that you can finally have yourself wake up to a Spotify playlist. It integrates really much better than the Alexa app, in my opinion. And I know I just said the A word. But I've been wanting to wake up to a playlist for a long time, and you can actually do this now. For me, that was like, okay, done. And some other features, it has these smart buttons at the top of it. It really is very versatile. And you can say, "Look, when I push this one button once, have it again, play music, play soothing ocean sounds, whatever. If I press the button a long time, do something else." So there are two buttons on the top of it that are programmable, and you can have four different programs. So you could literally, assuming that this is going to end up in your bedroom, press a button, have it start your Barry White playlist. And it also has these cool lights on the bottom of it, so you can have it set up Barry. "Oh yeah, baby." And, you know, get a little mood lighting going. Yeah, I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. And it's super easy to set up. You download a free app. The app then connects to your Wi-Fi. You then fire up the clock. The clock connects to the app. And then the clock is then connected to your Wi-Fi. At that point, you are ready to roll. You can connect your music services. It does Pandora, iHeart, Spotify, and of course, Amazon. And I love the fact that you can basically, like, I have those buttons set. One's like a sleep kind of soothing music, and there is a sleep button on it. And the one thing I will say, I'm not sure why I missed this. It's in fairly obvious. The snooze button is the dim button. So you can, via the app, program the lights on the bottom. I would just call them the cool disco lights. You can program that via the app, but the snooze button, when an alarm isn't going off, is your dim button. It took me a while to figure that one out. And the other thing that it says, it can control smart devices. Well, there's an asterisk there. And I don't really blame them for this. Not a big deal. But in the video that I have, if you go out to alexacast.com/39, you'll see a video I have of this kind of demoing it. They show you, hey, you know, you press a button and it will turn off the, you know, the coffee maker or whatever. Well, those are all plugged into iHome smart outlets. And they do have some cool smart outlets. They actually have one that's made for outside. So if you have something you want to connect with her, but it's going to be outside, they actually have outdoor smart plugs, which is kind of cool. But you could program those as well. So that was when I was like, ah, and I was like, yeah, what do you expect? So that's kind of cool. And what does it sound like? I was really surprised. This is what caught my attention. Now, number one, if you have a dot, because let's face it, the dot is a hockey puck. It's not really meant for fidelity. This thing actually has like a speaker with like, you ever seen them when you have like the little holes in the back to give it extra bass somehow? Yeah. And you can adjust the bass and treble in the app. And I didn't realize how much bass I was pumping until I went downstairs and it was just thumping through the floor. And I was like, man, that thing has some oomph to it. And if you're worried that it's not going to wake you, then you're dead. I'll just put it that way. You're dead if this thing doesn't wake you up. It will blast you out of the room. Now, what's interesting is if you want a warning shot, there's actually like a pre-alarm alarm that's kind of like soft, soothing sounds or ocean noises or waves or whatever. Like that'll kick in. And if that doesn't wake you up, then we're going to blast the Motley Crue and get you out of bed. The one thing I was surprised, and I didn't realize this, it's not a big deal. They are very honest about this on their website that it does like most of the Amazon stuff, but not everything. So I mentioned earlier about this new announce feature. Well, that only works on like 100% official Amazon devices. So when I tried that on the iHome smart alarm clock, it said, and I said, hey, announce that it's time for dinner. And it said, hey, that feature is not available on this unit yet. In fact, in the future, they're going to integrate if this, then that. So then if you think about that, if you're able to program if this, then that with those smart programmable buttons, okay, now I could basically hit a button and probably control any kind of smart device. That's going to be really, really interesting. So that was kind of cool. And I just, like I said, I was surprised because when I see Alexa enabled, I'm thinking it's just like a dot. And apparently that's not exactly 100% true. But again, wasn't a deal breaker. And I love the fact that I can start, a playlist. You can also set alarms with your voice. And what's cool about this is the alarm shows up right on the display. If you have multiple alarms, if you need that, one for you and one for your spouse, you just set that again and it will show the next alarm. It also shows the temperature outside. And the only thing I think that's somewhat bad about is you can kind of tell it to turn off the alarm with your voice, I believe. I'll have to double check on that. I always roll over and hit the button anyway, but that if you have a case where you want to get out of bed, you might be able to turn this off with your voice. I will have to test that. But if you go to Best Buy, it's $150. At Amazon, it's $125. And like I said, as I kind of wrap this up, I've been waiting for a Spotify playlist since really music came to the Alexa. And while you can set music on an alarm in the Alexa app, it will not connect to a Spotify playlist. And this does. The sound is great. And I have a bonus of a phone charger all in one. And I don't have to ask her what the temperature is outside or what do I have the alarm set or anything like that, because that's right on the front of the display. So I'm pretty happy with it, pretty glad. And I need to disclose, I was going to buy this, and then I contacted the company and they sent me one. So I say that, like I say, in full disclosure, but I do like the device. Like I say, the only thing that I was kind of like, is the fact that it doesn't control all smart devices. It only controls the smart devices from iHome. And for me, I'm like, I don't blame them. I didn't really plan on doing that a whole lot because in theory, I can control those with my voice. So for more information in the video, go out to alexacast.com/39. That is going to do it for this edition of the Alexa Cast. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Thanking you again so much for visiting alexacast.com. Before you go to Amazon, just click on any of the banners. And I'd love to hear anything you're doing that's kind of fun and cool with your unit. You can call them in. It's 888-563-3228. If you're listening on your phone, just swipe left and go to the show notes. You'll see the phone number right at the top. I look forward to hearing from you. And until next episode, I'll let her have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.